Ruth is a foreigner who finds belonging among God's people from Ruth and from Mark. Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. A story of foreigners, not the chosen, but those chosen in Christ from the cross. How do we treat the foreigners? After her sons and husband had died, the people of Moab did not give Naomi food or help. In their culture, the man cared for the family, and the women are not recognized in business transactions or in public. Women need a man for protection and survival. Having a voice could only happen if a man spoke for them, even in a foreign country. A son or a husband is all Naomi needed, but once that was gone, she would be treated like an outcast. In our country, or even in our community, we may not think this happens, but it does. We may not do that to our widows, but to foreigners, immigrants, and even to visitors, we can make feel or treat as if they do not belong. I was visiting with an Anglo man who is married to a Latino woman who feels as if his Latino relatives are not looked at in the same way as his Anglo relatives. Is it because of our difference or our lack of relationship that makes it appear as though we are treated or that we treat each other this way? Whether real or imagined, the feeling of being unaccepted in a community in which we live is real. It can be hurtful and results in divisions that become real. Pitting one culture against another will only break down relationships. Ruth was accepting of her husband's family while they lived in her country, and when he died, she continued to be faithful to his family and their culture. Ruth will not leave her mother-in-law alone in her grief, so she weeps with her and goes with her. Do not force me to leave. I will go where you go. Your land will be my land, your family my family, your God my God, Ruth begs her mother-in-law. Naomi acted as if her life was without hope. She grieved as if all hope was gone. We have hope in the cross. We have hope for life. Naomi is a child of the chosen family who has great hope, and yet she feels that God has turned away from her. God did not turn or leave her. God gave her a daughter-in-law who loves her and refuses to leave her. Ruth shows God-like love and gives up everything, including her family. Because of Naomi, Ruth finds the God of Israel. The promises God made to Abraham included a blessing to all nations, and that continues with Ruth. Like Ruth, we also are foreigners. God loves us, and through our baptism into Christ, we have been grafted into the family of Abraham. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is our God. Their blessing is our blessing. The alien resident in this community is our neighbor, and we will show God's love to all because of the grace of God shown to us in Jesus Christ, the open gate of God's righteousness. Amen. Let us pray. God of the people, your servant Ruth showed great love when she clung to Naomi. Teach us to show great compassion and to turn to you when we are in need. You gave us the open gate of Jesus Christ to share with all. Amen.